I was in this class teaching the other day, this group of realtors, and there were like 9 realtors on a Zoom. And one of the realtors came on and said, Keith, all this stuff is really cool, but man, we are really dead right now. Like, I'm really concerned. I'm scared. There's just not a lot of business out there. And I love this stuff, but I'm just really, you know, desperate for business at this point.
Welcome to the Click and Grow Rich podcast. My name's Keith Geringer. For the past 8 years, I've embarked on this crazy experiment where I've invested $200,000 of my own money in online marketing courses. But here's the twist. I didn't study them myself. Instead, I trained a team of virtual assistants to master and implement all these courses across all of my businesses. Every week, we're going to unpack powerful lessons that I learned from this, and I'm going to offer some insight. It's not only going to redefine your business, but also save you massive amounts of time. Okay, guys, welcome. I am so excited. This has been a long time coming. I'm going to hit the ground running with as much value as I can possibly give you today, okay? I was in this class teaching the other day, this group of realtors, and there were like 9 realtors on a Zoom. And one of the realtors came on and said, Keith, all this stuff is really cool, but man, we are really dead right now. Like, I'm really concerned. I'm scared. There's just not a lot of business out there. And I love this stuff, but I'm just really, you know, desperate for business at this point. And it started me thinking, like, I've got to kind of help people get their own leads in the door, right? Getting your own leads in the door. This is something I've always kind of had a superpower of. I've just always been kind of good at it. Conversion, different story, but actually getting leads in the door, getting people to be interested. I've always been pretty good at that. And one of the ways you do that is by kind of sharing your intellectual property. And when you share your intellectual property, you're just saying, okay, this is some value that I have to give this person, and I'm going to put it in some kind of a format that they can easily and quickly consume it. And that's where we get the idea of a lead magnet. A lead magnet is just your intellectual property put into a place where the client can consume it very easily. I want to introduce you to this new kind of framework and idea that I've been working on, which is creating a lead magnet from just kind of thin air, okay? Now, what we're going to talk about is how to do this and how things have changed dramatically. I can remember years ago, people used to talk about, okay, Keith, you've got to create a lead magnet. You've got to do a lead magnet. And it was always like, okay, but how do I kind of do that? Like, what do I do? You know, how do I put this together? What programs do I use? What do I use? Where's the information coming from? What are, you know, things like that? And it was always difficult and it was shrouded in mystery. And nobody really ever talked about it. Nobody really did it or showed you how to do it. But now things are completely different, okay? And the reason things have changed dramatically is two things: virtual assistants and AI. You combine those two things together, and it's a powerhouse to create this lead magnet for you. I want to walk you through how I did this the other day and what happened. So I had this idea, and I was like, okay, I want to create a lead magnet for 10 things that people should not do when they're out looking for a house. And I was, you know, on a walk with my dog, and I kind of took out my phone and I started just riffing into Otter.ai, just talking into Otter.ai, saying what I wanted to be in this lead magnet, okay? But just talk for like 20 minutes into Otter.ai. And when I got back, I let my team know there was a new transcription sitting in there. For those that you don't know, Otter.ai is a transcription software. It's amazing. I use it every single day. It's really, really cheap. And it just does so many different things because it transcribes whatever you say. But let my team know that there was a transcription sitting in there waiting for them to grab. Now, they took it and started running it through AI. Now, what AI did they use? They used ChatGPT, they used Claude, they use all these things. But I'll give you guys a little pro tip and a secret. Go to Poe, P-O-E, I think it's poe.com if I'm not mistaken. If not, Google Poe. And Poe is a all-in-one large language model. It's got chat in there, it's got Google, it's got Claude, it's got all these in there you can pick from the one you want. I think it's free, or they've got a yearly, I believe, but it's amazing. The team drops all my ramblings into Poe and pulls out this just absolutely amazing copy for a lead magnet, right? So the 10 things all just sitting right there. Then what they did was they took that information and they put it into a Canva template. The next game changer here is Canva. Canva has completely changed the game because it allows you to create templates of images or templates of PDFs or whatever you're creating now has a template. So there's a picture on the front of it. There's an area for your picture or for a background picture. The type is in a certain format. The colors are your brand colors. This is just a game changer because in the past, guys, we had to go pay people to do this. And I don't know if you guys have kind of played around with Canva, but man, these guys are smart, okay? I'm watching the CEO of Canva and she's absolutely brilliant. And I mean, they just keep coming out with more and more stuff. The idea that you can take this information and put it into Canva is just revolutionary, right? The virtuals go in, they put this information into Canva, and they start putting it together. They make sure they've got checklists in there. They make sure it looks good. There's images in there. There's sketches. There's all these really cool things that just give the client extreme amounts of value, okay? Then what they do is they shoot it back to me in a link in Canva. What do? I just open up Canva and look through it and go, okay, I like this. I don't like this. I'm not crazy about this. And I tell them what to change. And how do I do that again? Once again, through Otter. Or I just record it into my phone directly into Slack or the channel that we're communicating with them. Then they go in and they make the edits and it comes back to me completely done. And then we go a step further and we start putting in other pieces of ways to ascend them, right? So we put in an on-demand course. We put in an audio version of this lead magnet. We put in a video version of this lead magnet. We want to put in as many ways as we possibly can for this consumer to consume this piece of information, okay? That's the idea and the framework for today. What we're going to go over next time in the next episode is I want to go over the on-demand class idea, which is dramatically changed, right? The days of you worrying about getting people to show up to webinars and things like that are just gone. They're just so much easier. And all of this can be accomplished in the same ways that we've talked about today. Hope you love this. Oh my gosh, I'm just so blessed to be able to kind of go through and talk to you guys about this stuff. And I pray that it helps you as much as possible get more business in the door. Have a great day.